United States President George Bush was in Rome today to meet with Pope Benedict. The U.S. leader was coming from the G8 summit in Germany, which concluded yesterday. Lydia O'Kane has this report.
Before meeting Pope Benedict XVI in his private library for an audience lasting over half an hour, President George W. Bush said he was in listening mode. In exchanges, Mr. Bush described the recent G8 summit as a success, and he told the Holy Father about the U.S.'s efforts to battle AIDS in Africa. Pope Benedict asked whether dialogue with Russian President Vladimir Putin had been good, but received his answer behind closed doors. A statement released by the Holy See's press office described the discussions as cordial. On the question of the Middle East, particular attention was given to the Israeli-Palestinian situation, to Lebanon, to the worrying situation in Iraq, and to the critical conditions being experienced by the Christian communities. On the part of the Holy See, hope was once again expressed in a regional and negotiated solution to the conflicts and crises affecting the region. Discussions turned to the question of Africa and its development, with reference to Darfur, and there was an exchange of opinions on Latin America. Contemporary moral and religious issues were also examined. During the course of their meeting, the two men exchanged gifts. The president gave the Pope a rare edition of an autobiography of John Carroll, the first archbishop in the United States. President Bush also gave the Pope lithographs of documents from the National Archives and a walking stick made by a former homeless man in Dallas, Texas. Amongst the president's other engagements was a meeting with the Rome-based San Egidio community at the American Embassy.
I thank you for hearing the call to love a neighbor like you'd like to be loved yourself. I'm looking forward to hearing your strategies in dealing with some of the most difficult problems in the world. I'm proud of your organization, and I thank all members of your organization for being such loving souls. Thank you for having us here.
He also met with Italian Prime Minister Romano Prodi and President Giorgio Napolitano at his official residence at the Quirinale Palace. At the end of his whirlwind trip to Rome, President Bush will go on to Albania and Bulgaria. I'm Lydia O'Kane.